Welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm your girl Tosh here in the States, and across the way is my girl G. What up, G?
What's going on, Tosh? How are you?
I'm good. It's been a minute. How are you?
Good, good. I'm trying this new like Oprah voice because I think I sound so shrill on our other recordings. Do you like it?
No.
Don't do that.
I think you have the best recording voice,
You
radio
are out of
voice.
your mind. Seriously? Why can't you come live with me so you could be my forever? My forever, like you can do it, lady,
Yes,
because
I'm your Suzanne.
don't. Oh my God,
May
shout out
she
to
be
Suzanne.
resting.
May she be resting. Suzanne and Norman, if you don't know, ask somebody. We don't know what to tell you. Did you
Right.
did, was that Long Island of me? Did I say ass? Did I
I
say
don't
ass?
know. Oh,
No.
ask or axe.
Ax somebody. You better ax some. You better ax somebody. Shoot. What's going on with you? What's happening? It's been a minute since we
It's
were
been a
up in it.
minute. I've been like kind of battle, not battling, kind of sick, not sick. I think it's the change of weather. It's been like extreme temps here, so like I've been a little bit under the weather, but I'm on the mend. Is that what you
You're
say?
mending. You're
I'm
mending.
mending. I'm
You're
mending.
mending. Why
I'm
not on the
mending my
bend?
ass off, so I'm good.
Yo, it's been weird here too. The weather has been always topsy-turvy, but as of late it hasn't been good for the middle of summer to be going through the 60-degree weather in the middle of the day with rain is gross, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to complain because I know America is getting battered this summer with heat.
Yeah.
Is that true? Is this fact?
Yeah, I mean, this morning it's actually comfortable today, but I think it's like, what does it say? 70, 80, and
Oh.
it's in the morning, but this week it's like a bunch of thunderstorms. But it's supposed to be in the high 80s, close to 90s.
Oh, that's lovely. That's beautiful. No. Close to 90s, but the 80s are just amazing. They're an amazing time, you know. I always loved the 80s, you know. So I'm glad you're
Girl.
enjoying it. So, listen, I was listening to our last ep and I was going on and on and on about TV shows and why I watch too much TV and I don't spend time learning things in this life. But I know if anybody cares about the British shows I'm obsessed with, the one I was talking about in the last episode is called Am I Being Unreasonable? About this woman who basically had an affair, and it was like her imagination, the way it went down, it was crazy. That show, like, really, it started off as a comedy and it switched on me, and like I'm not surprised by many plots of shows anymore, but this one really threw me for a loop, and it's really good. The whole cast was amazing. Another show that I love is called Bloods. It's a British show. I don't know, like, are British people going to send me a check for bigging up their shows every week? I don't know.
Yeah, you watch a lot of British shows.
I just love it. Their humor it's just different, and I don't know. I love it. It's so clever and cute. I love the show called Bloods with oh my God, now I'm not going to remember his name. Samson so and so. He's the best. I think he's a Ghanaian British man, and I just love him so much. He's a chubby, cute little thing. He's so cute. Okay, I love him so much, and he's on a show called Bloods about paramedics in, I guess, London, or I don't know, somewhere in London, and it's so funny. All their little situations and their stuff. And lastly, a new season of What We Do in the Shadows just came on. It's my husband and I's favorite show. It's so funny about vampires. Listen, I know how people feel about vampires. I am not a carer or caregiver.
Yeah, you
Oh,
like I already stopped listening after you
oh,
said vampire.
you blinked out. I saw you blink out, actually. I did. I saw
I did.
you
I
checked
was
out.
like, and next week I have okay. All right.
I saw it is so funny and so good. People who know, they're gonna talk to you and they're gonna send you emails like, girl, you need to stop playing and
It's
watch this show.
good. I can't get into anything that's not realistic though. The Walking Dead, all that stuff, zombies, vampire. I can't do that. None of that.
I'm with you. I'm
Which I
with you on the
know
vamp.
is like terrible because it's so great, such a phenomenon. I appreciate it, but I just can't get down with it. I can't.
But the whole premise is a bunch of vampires who live on Staten Island. That right there should tell you.
It's like homeboy.
Yo, It is so
Off the
funny
corner.
and so good, and it's like they mix in comedy with like old folklore about like witches, and I'm telling you, every celebrity, every SNL character, everybody's been on the show. And
Really?
they, yes, girl, I'm not playing with you. I can't wait till Pete Davidson makes an appearance. That's his home state. He needs to make an
Oh, he is a
appearance.
Staten Island boy, right?
He totally is. All of Wu-Tang. Did anybody from Wu? I think somebody from Wu-Tang was on it
Oh,
before.
okay.
Maybe it's my
All right, I
imagination. I don't
gotta.
know.
That's on. Well, I don't know. Okay, I'll watch it.
Yeah,
I'll try
watch
it.
it. Find it. I promise you.
Find
You
it.
have my. You have the accounts. You.
Yes.
You're in.
Yep. Good.
She's like, yeah, go.
As I see, like, news, the ticker saying, like, password sharing about to end in,
Oh no, I'm like, ignore,
That's,
click,
we don't
click.
do that. We don't do
No,
that.
that's just, it's wrong. It's un-American
It's
to be.
un-American. It's uncivilized. It's
It is.
unpatriotic.
You can't do that to people. If they want to share passwords with their family, let's do this. Like, we should all boycott. Oh my God, we'll get to this another time. Maybe by the time we record this, the actor strike, the writer strike will
Is
be
that still going
over.
on?
It is. It kind of just started. So I don't even know if we want to cover it. If it's a long, like ongoing thing, like, you know, I'll get into it. I'm gonna call a couple actor friends of mine who are working actors,
Yeah.
ask them what's going on, because like I've always known about like people struggling to pay their health insurance and getting enough work so they could keep their SAG health care. It's so dramatic and it's so
You forget
crazy.
that it's like a common day. It's just like any other job. Like you gotta work to maintain benefits and stuff. Yeah, it's no joke.
It's no joke. And work, like when you think about the actors, you're like, stop complaining. But you're like, excuse me,
Right.
there
Work
are
more.
like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of regular working actors who live from doing commercials or little spots on a show. Not everybody's Tom Cruise, not everybody's Tom Hanks,
Right.
not everybody's named Tom, you know?
Right. Not
So
everyone
that
has a crazy niece that like bugged out.
don't, girl. It hasn't come, girl. Girl, I know our cardinal rule. We won't talk about it. But did you see the last episode?
No, I gotta catch up.
Okay, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, so in case you're lost, we've talked about it before, but it's that show that we're obsessed with called Claim to Fame. That's all you need to know.
Are you caught
So
up?
of course I'm caught up. Like it's in my calendar.
Okay.
We stop
I
what we're
gotta catch
doing.
up.
No, it was in my calendar. I forgot all about it, and it was actually
Is it still good? The still top-notch
Yeah.
celebrities?
Yes, this last episode was bananas. I couldn't
Okay.
believe what happened, what went down. I couldn't believe it.
All
The
right, all right, all
treachery.
right, all right, all right. Don't say no more.
Yeah,
All
I'm not
right,
gonna
all
say
right.
anymore.
No. All right, I'm gonna watch.
No, I won't do any more. But I had so many things I wanted to catch up with you about.
Yes.
I wanted to complain about the weather. I wanted to complain about my summer plans. I wanted to complain first and foremost about people who left me. As you know,
Yes.
you're European descent, and Europeans don't play with their
No,
vacations.
they're out. They book it. They're like on, it's on holiday, like on regular.
It
They're
is
out.
no joke. But I don't understand, like it's so organ, it's so weird. Anyway, so I wanted to tell you this funny little anecdote. First of all, one of my close friends, she left to go to Spain for 6 weeks, okay? 6 weeks, who does this? So I'm like really missing her, and I'm not going to travel again until the fall. Anyway, that's not the point. So my friend left me, so I'm upset and I'm sad about that. Then I had a goodbye dinner with a friend of mine who is moving to a different city in Germany, and I'm missing them already, this couple that we were friends with, and I'm very excited for their new endeavors and whatever. But I felt I came across this article recently, and they were talking about menu anxiety, like when you go to like a group dinner with people and everyone's looking at the menu and trying to figure out what they want to eat, and I'm always the last person to order my food. What about you? Are you that
You know, it's
person?
funny because I just did this at work. They had like Mr. Softee there for free for the residents, and we were having like a little barbecue, and staff was there too. And I never got like, did you ever get like the dip?
Dip.
So it's like this like They have cherry blue, like cherry raspberry and chocolate. It's like a crust that goes over like soft serve. It's like it's a dip. I don't know how to describe it.
So you take the ice cream, it comes out that little machine.
The softy, and then you dip it, but it's like it crusts it like hard, like
Oh, okay.
flavors
I've
in,
had
like a
chocolate.
coating. And so anyway, so me and my coworker, she's like, oh, I want to try the dip. I've never tried it. And she like ordered first, and hers was like, oh, I'll do the swirl with the cherry dip. And I was like, I got like a little anxious, like, what do I ask for? It's only like a certain number of options. So like, and I've done this before with the ice cream where I'm just like, I'll do the same. I'll do the same. So yeah, I definitely get it. When I'm at restaurants, sometimes like I'm mostly like assertive and will get what I want. But if it's a brand new place or if I'm with like new people or not sure, I'll like either ask like, oh, what do you think? Or I'll just be like, yeah, I'll do the same. Unless I could completely hate what they're ordering, but I like most things, so.
You're smart to say, ask the waiter, what do you recommend? Sometimes I do that. The last restaurant I went to, the menu was in Deutsch, was in German and Spanish. It was a Peruvian place, and there was like no English. Well, I could read whatever both, but it was so weird. It was coming at me like full blast, and I was like, y'all got pictures or like I saw pulpo in Spanish. I was like, yo, let me get some of that. Okay,
I saw the
girl,
pictures.
I
Looks so
wasn't it
good. That's the number
beautiful.
one thing I order when I go out.
You know, my anti-seafood man, he was
I
like,
know.
oh, he looked at that plate like that looks crazy.
I
Like
know. People don't get it.
his face was like, you're eating the arms of octopus. I was like, yes, and it's so tender, so delicious. I'm like, you don't even know what you're missing out on with your little half chicken. You like your chicken? That chicken was the size of a dove. I was like, where did they get this chicken from? Where's the rest of it? I was like, yo, this small ass chicken, enjoy. He was so hungry. When he got back home, he was like, where's the rest of my food? I was like, but it was so good. It was worth it. It was a nice little place, and I'm glad we found it. So I've been kind of like sad and depressed that everybody's leaving. Come home, come to find out my neighbor's like, oh, in our building, are you guys going to be traveling soon? Are you guys going to be around? We're like, we're not leaving till the fall. They're like, oh, great, great, great. Do you mind watering our plants and maybe taking in our mail while we're gone? Okay, cool. So I'm thinking this is a 2 week thing, 5 days. I don't know. My man turned around and said, okay, we'll be gone for 6 weeks. I'm like, what is going on with this 6 week vacation? America is so behind. These people take a whole 6 week and travel to a different country. His trailer, whatever, camper was ready to go. I was like, no problem. So while he was doing this, another neighbor comes to me. You're gonna love this. She has a balcony, a huge balcony in her apartment. And she's like, can you water our plants and some plants inside? I said, what is going on here? I've been here for a while. No, they never asked us before. All of a sudden, I'm like the neighborhood water flower person.
You
So
are.
I'm like, what's going on? So she gave me a tour of her, what she wanted done. And I didn't notice really the plants. I know what plants look like when they're thirsty, and I'm just gonna give you water, right? So all's good. Then she sends a text message and she goes, also, I forgot to tell you, can you pick some of the grapes that are on the balcony? I make wine with them. So do you mind? I said, what in the
She
1400s?
wants
I'm
you
not.
to be stomping grapes and shit for her.
Excuse me. Excuse
It's
me.
like a Lucy episode all of a
I said, what in the slavery is this? I told my husband, I am not
sudden. No,
picking.
that's so wrong.
I said, I
No.
am not picking nobody's grapes. I was like, you pick the grapes, okay, husband. I'm like, I am not picking no one's grapes. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, oh,
Wow.
she's like, I'm gonna make you guys something so special. I didn't notice grapes when I was up there. She showed me plants and I was like,
Just
they're green.
vines.
Yeah, I didn't see no vines up there, so I still have not been up to do the watering. She left a couple of days ago, so I'm like, now I have to go and search and pick grapes all afternoon. I don't know how many grapes she has. She sent a picture of the bush. It didn't look like so many. It was like a
She
bush
better
of.
be bringing you back a nice glass of wine from wherever she's at
Yeah, she went
or
to
something.
she went to the south of France. Well, I'm like, oh
Oh.
great, I hate you. But she went to the south of France and she said something about whiskey or whatever. It was all German. I said,
Oh,
what? I
yeah.
said, when I hear alcohol, I was like, what? Huh? You talking to me? I listened for my name and I listened for drinks. I'm like, that's what I listen for. So she was like, no, I so owe you guys, which is totally fine. But that grape like thing threw me for a
That's
loop.
really random.
It was so random and so too much. And taking the mail and moving the car in case, like we have
That's a
to move the
lot.
car. Yeah, for some reason in our neighborhood, they come like when movie crews come, they like to park in our neighborhood if they're shooting something in our city. So they give like warning, like 3, 4, maybe a week in advance. Move your cars because on this date, the food trucks, all these trucks are coming, and we need this area. So it's really annoying. So I'm just like, I can't wait. Y'all better bring me presents and gifts for all of my activities. I better not get no new text talking about can you do this and can you do that. Luckily, nobody in my building has a pet, so I don't have to take care of anybody's animal.
No.
It's so weird. Like, it's a pretty big building, and I've never seen. Well, I wouldn't know if someone has a cat, but I don't
Would
smell
you
one.
ask someone to do that for 6 weeks?
No, I wouldn't even ask anyone in my building to do that for a day. I would call an outside friend. I don't know. I don't want people in my apartment
Right.
building
Actually, I would
know my
never be
business.
gone for 6 weeks. So, like, that's that.
Can you imagine 6 weeks? When I
Six
do go
weeks.
to the States, sometimes I do that. I stay with my family for about a month and a
Yeah, but
half.
that's different.
That's different. I'm doing things for my mom. I'm rehooking up this, unhooking that, whatever, reupholstering her couch, things like this. You know what I'm saying? She has a laundry list of things for me to do when I get home. And shout out to my sister who's been holding it down. I haven't been there in months, so I know that I'm going to do some work when I get there. But so I just want to get that off my chest. I wanted to be like, yo, Germans don't play with their vacation. They're gone for 6 months.
Europeans in general don't.
They don't. I love it. And I love that they go to really hot places that they're not ready for. Because especially in my city, it's so cold and so weird. And I know that they're going to get a shock when they go to all these countries. The lady, she's going to France. All these southern countries, they've been so hot and people have been passing out. First of all, this is what I need to understand. Everybody travels in the summer. Okay, I get it. But why would you go to such crowded areas when you know it's going to be hot? This is my nightmare. Like, I don't know about you, but I don't like to be in crowded places when I'm hot. Don't tell me it's going to be 100 degrees plus a bunch of tourists wanting to take pictures in front of somebody's fountain. Don't do it.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be a part of it. So the fact that they're like hospitals or like to capacity with people passing out from dehydration, what is wrong with people? Why are you not prepared? Like, I don't get it. So that brings me to another thing I saw in my feed about Germany possibly doing siesta. Siesta,
I saw that.
siesta. Isn't that insane? I don't think that could ever happen here. I don't think so. I don't think the
So
Germans.
describe it exactly. Is it closing it down? Well, because they read as it is. Like I know in Portugal, it's like 12 to 2 every day is like no bother. No,
Yeah.
we're
So
not open.
not open. I think they want to follow the same model as Portugal and France and Spain. Close everything for 2 hours. And I cannot see it being done. Even though they should. They want the reason they're considering it is because of the toll that that tourism and all this kind of stuff is doing for climate transitions. The climate is changing and people are getting hotter. Nobody has an air conditioner here. Barely anybody has a fan where I'm from in their house, let alone an air conditioner. But the climate is changing, so they're thinking that it will be less pressure on the system because there are no blackouts or anything like that because people are not using power like that around here. So if that's a possibility, I'm wondering if they're really going to enact it. But nobody believes it's going to happen. But I'd love to see them try. I don't know what these German people would do for 2 hours sitting around. They'd be so upset. They always have to be
Would it
doing.
be drinking?
I don't know. I don't think they would be drinking, but I don't think they could actually do it. They'd probably like ride their bikes or go to the gym or something. I don't know. But the gym would be closed too. Is the gym closed in Portugal at that time?
I don't know. I mean, and it's been a while since I've been there, so I
Yeah.
probably am speaking a little bit out of turn, but I don't know. And then I wonder, like, is it hard? Is it you go back to work refreshed, or is it harder to go back to work?
Yeah, that's the thing. So when I was au pairing in Spain years ago, I loved how the father used to go out into them streets working. He had a business with his wife, and he used to come home for siesta every single day for 2 hours, unbuckle his pants, not in a rude way, but just relax a little bit,
See,
talk to
that's
his kids.
nice.
Yeah, it was so nice. And we always had like this big old dinner together, dinner, lunch, whatever, in the middle of the day. He even caught a cat nap or two,
Right.
like, and it was really good. And he seemed refreshed. He used to be like, all right, cool, see you later. And by the time I was like, oh, so I didn't even see him late that night, but I spent 2 days, 2 hours with him during the day, and it was always cool. Like the kids and I were able to fit in a movie sometimes, during siesta, and I would take them back to school. And it seemed like a good thing. I love the idea of it because I just love the little break in the day to have you just relax and regroup. And not be full of all this anxiety to like do things, and
Yeah.
just enjoy life a little bit. I think it slows the aging process to me.
Yeah. The quality of
Right.
life definitely, and I'm sure there's data to back this up, that quality of life is improved. I mean, if you figure most people have to work till 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night anyway, might as well have a little bit of a reprieve in the middle of the day. But if you're close to home and it works out, I think that's a great situation. But like, for a lot of people, well, I don't know. It might not be the case for most people.
No, probably not. People, but a lot of people already work from home. A lot of people in my neighborhood, they work from home. They're work remotely. So I'm like, will it really affect their time, like, or their day? Like, so I'm not really sure even how that works. If you already work from home, we just take a nap. I don't know. So it'll be interesting. But they've been trying to do a lot of things. They've been trying to pass the legalization of marijuana, so that's still on the docket. And so I think the siesta, I can't stop saying that every time I hear it. And you know why? You know who that song is? Yo, you remember I used to blast that song and
You?
Fiesta.
Yeah.
No, Ignition, sorry.
Oh, I
It was
hate that
Ignition.
song.
I know, but I love. Anyway,
Yeah, I
we've got now.
remember. I used to be in my car. You used to be in your car, windows down. Oh my God. I used to be like,
Like it's the remix.
why?
It's the remix. Oh, that was a
Yeah,
great. I like
that
we have to have
song.
a separate conversation in the near future about separating artists from their art because
That's a good point.
write that down, girl. I don't know who's keeping score. Who's
I
writing this
am.
stuff down? We need to.
Where's Norman?
Where's Norman? We need our staff. My God. I'm like when I do like see like video podcasts like on YouTube or anything like that. They're like I'm thinking it's just the two principals, like the two people, but there's like a whole cast of people running this stuff. And I'm like, where do we find these people? Who do we call? I'm like, we need some of those. I'm like, we're doing it ourselves. We're killing it though, right, guys? Clap your hands if you hear it. What?
Yes.
Yay! We're killing it, the two of us. We don't know how to edit. We don't know how to do nothing.
We don't know how to do nothing.
We just talk. That's how we do it. But we hope that we're bringing you guys valuable information that you really needed to know for your day. So write that down.
Yes, one of the things I didn't know was these new terms, phubbing and nomophobia, that you introduced me to. I mean, I understand the concept, but I didn't know it was like legit a term.
So I love bringing this to you because anything with the word phobia at the end is your specialty.
Yes.
So I'm like, this is where you shine, and I want to hear fancy words. But I love like so you guys when you clinicians and stuff like that, when you guys are hearing people making up words, like do you guys actually have to learn them when you have like you're updating your stuff? Like is this do you guys take it seriously?
I don't, well, so we have like a classification system that we use, like a manual of like disorders. So I don't know if it's actually formally in there. But I think most people, I don't speak for the psychological community, but I think that as far as like addiction to electronics or cell phones or things like that, that it is a real thing. And this fear of being without or not in touch with others or not connected. It's like a lot of people's lifeline, especially like younger kids. I know you had sent me an article too about like teens going for help for like being attached to their phone. So it definitely, and I've seen it too myself in practice. So it definitely is a thing. I don't know if it's a diagnosable condition already, but if not, I think it's probably headed in that direction.
I think it's so funny while you were saying that when you're talking about that book of diagnosis
Yeah.
diagnoses,
The
I don't know,
DSM, yeah.
that one, it'd be so funny that like maybe like a 14-year-old girl in Texas like coined the phrase that now doctors are going to use,
Right.
like in a quick, I think it's very funny how the internet works because I'm like, it's a real thing. It had to be named because I know what I feel like when I'm having, what is it, nomophobia? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
No,
what the
nope.
term is, right?
Yeah, I'm a noble nomophobic. I'm a nomophobic for sure.
I've been that way lately. It's not good. I've been that way lately where I'm like attached to my phone where I'm like,
I know.
emails, stuff. It's not good.
I'm not even on social media anymore like that. I don't even know
Neither am I.
how is it that we're still like this? Imagine if we were. It would be a problem. Like I'm constantly listening to content. Podcast, this, that. I'm texting people, I'm talking to people, making plans, looking up things. I look up every single thing. So I can't even imagine. Oh, when you're living in a different country, you don't know the word for cabbage sometimes, or you don't know the word for this, and you have your handy dandy phone next to you, which I think prohibits you from learning languages sometimes because you find the word that you need and then you forget all about it because you could always look it up later on,
Right.
So you're not retaining things sometimes. But this nomophobia thing, really quickly, I saw some overall like people talking about it, and they're like, people get anxiety when they have like low battery, when they realize their battery is dying. This happens to me constantly. I don't travel outside of our place without a charger with me, a portable charger. I cannot do it. If it's like not having a phone, because I don't want to be in a situation where I don't have a phone. Are you like this
Yeah.
too? Do you carry that as
I have a
well?
portable charger that I carry when I'm at work only because I have to rely heavily on Wi-Fi and it drains my battery. So, and my phone will be dead by the end of the day just because I'm so used to charging it. And yeah, and then when I come to the office, I have the plug-in. But when I go out, do I usually bring a portable? Not usually, but depending on like, because I could charge in the car on the way there if it's full charge. Like, I'm not like usually like strand. Like, if I were to go into the city and it'd be like a longer night, I probably would bring a portable.
Right. It's scary because I don't drive anymore. So I don't know when the next time I'll see a charger is. So I
Right.
have to bring these things. And if I want to order Uber, order a cab, order this, order that, I need my charger, my phone with me. It's gotten to the point where I really feel like I'm missing a limb or something. And no offense to anybody who literally is missing a limb. It's not the same. But you know what I'm feeling. Everybody
Yeah.
gets this anxiety, like something a part of
It's your
you.
lifeline. It's a part of, yeah, I get it.
The irritation I feel, this like ner they said it affects people's nerve central nervous system. Okay, I'm like, oh my God, what does this mean? And we like me, I'll speak for myself because I'm old. I grew up with cell phones later on in life. I
As
was
did I.
almost hitting my 20s when
Me
cell
too.
phones were popping. So I'm like, at least I spent the first whatever of my life, whatever, without it, so I know what it's like to be without it, but sometimes I still don't know what it's like to be without it. I'm like, how did we manage?
Right.
How did we manage when we're using like what do you call those? What in the quarters in the machine?
Oh, the pay phones?
Yeah. I
I'm at
legit.
a pay phone waiting to call home all of my tears I spent on you.
You sang a whole song I've
I
never
know.
heard
Is it
before.
Tears? It's Pay Phone by Maroon 5. It's actually one of my favorite songs. And I'm not a Maroon 5 girl.
What song was this?
It's called Pay Phone. I'm at a
I'm at a
payphone.
payphone.
Dun,
Never.
dun, na, 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 na. And all right, now I'm
First
pulling
of
it
all,
out.
no, first of all, you just really hummed every single Maroon 5 song. Like, that sounds
No.
like, that sounded like every single song they've ever had.
It's such a good song. Ready? I'm gonna play it. It's with Wiz Khalifa. How do you've heard of it?
No,
I
I
just
haven't.
don't hum it well.
No, that's not true. I don't know what the hell that was.
Hold on.
What?
Oh, this is
Okay.
an ad.
Is this gonna translate on our on the pod? I hope so. When if you play the song, is it gonna sound distorted? I don't know. We'll include
No,
it.
it's
Who
gonna
knows? I
sound
don't know.
good.
It's gonna sound good. It's gonna sound great. It's gonna
Hold
sound
on.
great. I'm at a now. I'm singing songs about payphone. How about Mr. Telephone Man by New Edition?
My God,
Meanwhile,
this video is so long.
you see,
Oh,
she
ready?
you.
Ready? Ready?
Yeah. I don't hear a word. I don't
No?
hear. No, I told you that doesn't work. I have to be in the same room with you for this to record well. I just see
Oh, look at them,
action
it's so
video.
good.
First of all, she did exactly what the next part of the thing I want to talk about is, which is the fubbing. Okay. You're having
Yes.
a conversation with someone and they grab their phone talking about, I'm not listening to you. I am Googling Maroon 5 and playing a song to myself. That was so funny. I
The
wanted to talk.
song.
I wanted to talk about it and she did it. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is what fubbing, am I
Yes.
saying that right? Fubbing.
Yes.
Phubbing, right?
Yes.
So faux fubbing, I guess, is like, oh, it's like snubbing, but with your phone. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's like a snub. It's like if you're with someone, like I do this with my dad all the time, but it's like my wind down time and he watches like what he wants on TV. Sometimes I'm just playing solitaire on my phone, but I know it's probably not good to do that anyway. But it's just mindless stuff. You go on your phone, but like when you're out and about with someone, like I wouldn't do it like at dinner, like break my phone out and start like playing solitaire. Unless
I
I
would.
really didn't like
No.
you and I wanted to give you a message, but.
Yeah. No, Tetris. Oh, that was my game. I
Oh,
took all the.
Tetris.
Oh, girl, that's my game right there. I could play that for hours. I put that on my mom's phone. She's obsessed with it. So that keeps her busy. But no, the flubbing thing, I don't think it counts as if it's your immediate family, but I think it counts if it's your child. Because you shouldn't be on the phone just playing when your kid is trying to get your attention, because they're always trying to get your attention. But if you're like with your parents, your significant other, you guys are just passively like laying on the couch and just doing nothing, I don't think it counts. But like you said, if you're sitting upright and at dinner with people, you know, and they're looking at you and you're just grabbing your phone and you're looking for Maroon 5 songs, that is what. That is what they call fubbing. I'm like, don't fub with me. And I'm gonna start saying that to people and see what they say. They'd be like, what? I'm like, you heard me. You fubber.
If you're
Don't
gonna
fub
flub
around.
anything, I have to just mention the cutest, and I don't ever mention videos like that I watch because I'm not on the socials medias. The cutest video. So it was like a dance recital, and this 4-year-old little girl, like all the other little, I mean, there were little boys there too, but like anyway, they're like showing like, you know, everyone like seeing their family in the crowd and waving. So she doesn't see her parents, and then finally someone directs her to them, and she sees them, and the joy on her face, the smile, then she starts to cry and applaud them. This little girl was like 3, 4 years old, and she's like applauding them, and she's like wiping the tears from her eyes as soon as she makes eye contact with them. I showed it to my dad. It was like, oh my God. It was.
So she messed up the whole recital, is
No,
what you're
she
saying.
didn't. It was at the end where they were all like taking bows, and
Oh.
everyone was like seeing their family, but like I guess she didn't like see them yet. So she was looking in the crowd, and someone like directed her to like where they were, and she literally had to have been only 3, 4 years old. And as soon as she saw them, beaming with joy, and then she starts to cry, and she's like trying to wipe the tears from her eyes, and then she
Oh.
starts applauding them. I was dying. I died. I
That
got
has
it.
to be the cutest thing in the world and the most annoying thing in the world. To watch recitals, if you don't know someone in the
Right.
recital,
Other kids who you I don't want to watch other kids like flub up like pirouettes. Like,
oh my God, you have to
just
have an
want to see my kid.
emotional, right? You have to have an emotion. Like if someone invites me to their kid's recital, I'm like, you never liked me. Okay. First of all, you hate me because.
Making me sit through 20 dances just to see like your kid dance for like 3 minutes.
For real. No, there was one time my friend invited me to a recital years and years ago for her kid. It wasn't her kid's group, it was another group. They came out and did this hip hop number. I was like, yo,
Oh.
they are stars. I was like, oh, I was like so hyped. I was like, yo, y'all got a manager? Like, what is going on? I was like, they need to be on TV. America's Got Talent. Where are you?
Yeah.
They were doing flips and doing all this kind of stuff.
Oh wow.
Yo, man, they were dancing like Stephanie from Full House. That girl could dance. You remember
Oh, do you
her?
remember that? Yes. We always reference Full House. Well,
I
you know what
know.
we haven't done in a while?
What?
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 You know what we haven't done in a while?
Our table? No.
No, oh no, we always do our table. No, we used to do our show me that smile.
Oh, show me that smile.
Huh.
That's so true. Can we get that as our in listen.
I want that to be our intro.
How do we do that?
I don't know. We'll look into it. We'll look into
That'd
it.
be
But
so
anyway, we have to
funny.
start wrapping up anyway.
I know, I know, I know, I know. We both have things to go do, but oh my God, we're gonna pick it up again soon. There's so many more things I have to talk about. We have to talk about some stuff. But you guys are gonna know all about it soon. We have like a whole list of things to talk about with you guys. Oh my God, stop yelling at us. God, calm
Yeah.
down. we'll get to it. Yikes. So many things going on this summer, but well, not in my life, but in life in general. But it was so good to catch up with you, girl.
Yes, good to catch up with you too. Where are you headed to today?
Inside of the house.
Me too. I'm headed in that direction as
You too?
well. Me
Oh my gosh.
too.
That's
Yeah, I got
wonderful.
plans inside the house today.
Inside the house. No, it's raining. It's a washout today. It's raining all day. So nobody called me with nothing. It's raining. Like, look outside your window. So it's the best excuse. I can't believe I cry for bad weather, so I don't have to put on clothes. I'm wearing sweats. You see me. Look at me. I gotta go water
Amazing.
everybody's plants in the whole building.
That's true. Well,
You
I'm gonna
know.
let you go do that, and it's been real fun as always, and I'll hit you up again soon, my dear.
All right, nice session. I like that. Thank you so
All right.
much.
Ciao, ciao.
Okay, ciao. Bye.